Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
In today's episode, we're going to be discussing more Run BTS episodes, numbers 57 to 62. Starting with episode 57, this is in two parts, and it's the episode where BTS divide into groups and cook Italian food. And at the start of the episode, they're getting into their groups, and nobody's very keen on being partnered with RM.
He actually says he's a bad cook.
Yeah.
What's really funny is they're standing next to each other and RM gets his group first. Yeah. He's in group C and then it's Sugar. And by Sugar's reaction, you can already tell.
Yeah, straight away. And when J-Hope also lands in that group, he actually throws his card on the floor because he's so unhappy with it.
But although he's got Sugar on his team, so it's not that bad.
I know, it's like RM is going to really bring him down. I think, isn't it J-Hope who says he wants to be in Sugar's team at the start?
Yeah, a few people haven't said that.
Yeah, but apparently not RM. They don't want RM.
But I'd think that you have even odds, because even having one not so good cook, Sugar's obviously a very, very good cook, so I still wouldn't be too worried, I don't think.
No, but Jin's reaction too. He's so happy to be with Jungkook. He says that it's the best look he's had in ages.
They're kind of funny when all the four of them are left doing this, because they're all kind of guessing who they're going to be with before. I think it's really funny that V and Jimin always end up together.
I know,
and
they call them
their team name, the 95, which they always have. And I always think we're hearing that all the time.
Yeah, they do seem to get quite lucky being together.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't think they're too pleased about being partnered together on this, because, well, Jimin's saying himself through this episode that he's lacking a lot in confidence with the cooking. And V, he seems eager, but he's not a very strong cook from what we've seen.
But they do say at the start that they're cooking the Italian food because V wanted to do it before, which surprised me. I'm thinking maybe now he's just a really big fan of eating Italian.
After they get into their groups, they then play some games. Is it to decide who's going to be choosing first, the order of who's choosing first with the ingredients?
Yeah, I think so. Whoever comes first gets to pick their ingredients first. So if you win, you get the better ingredients, I suppose.
Yeah, and the first game is to pick the meat that's going to be used. And the first game they play is they're having to whisk. What is it they're whisking?
Yeah, they're whisking meringue. It's meringue.
Meringue, yeah.
Yeah, so it's made of just eggs and sugar, right?
Yeah.
And they just whisk it and whisk it. And then I know this because I've seen cooking shows. When it is ready, you hold it above your head. And if it's proper meringue, it'll be stiff and it won't fall on you.
Yeah. And straight away, Jin's thinking they've got this, because he mentions that Jungkook recently taken up boxing.
Yeah, so they named their team Boxing because of it. Yeah. Although I would agree with him. I would think Jungkook would be very good at beating this mixture.
But what I did notice is the other teams, they were taking in turns with the whisking in the end, because Jimin starts off, he gets tired, so V takes over.
Yeah, I did.
Sugar's whisking, and then the other two have a go. But I noticed it took a very long time for Jin to actually take over from Jungkook.
Well, I don't know if it's two reasons. One, because Jungkook is always very determined what he does.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He probably didn't want to give it over. And also, too, Jin was beating around him, boxing him, really having a good time, and I think he was just lost in the moment. So I don't know if it's a mixture of both or what, but they were very good together and it was very comical to watch. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I think Jungkook is always really determined to get things done.
I don't think he wanted to hand it over. I think when he did, he probably was angry with himself. But it's actually Sugar's team that ends up winning that. And they do that thing you were saying, holding it above their heads.
Yeah, you got to count for 3 seconds.
And he does it and it's fine, and so does Jungkook. But then with Jimin's team, Jimin goes to do it and it goes to the chef. And you just see his reaction before you know what's happened. And it's so funny because he looks so alarmed. And then we see that it all lands on Jimin's head.
Yeah, and I think J-Hope or was it saying, why did you do that? I think he was thinking maybe he should have known it wasn't ready. But at this point, they were already last, so I would have probably just not bothered.
No, me either.
I did think it was a really funny challenge. And I do think it's really funny how they always do these, like, little mini games, really, you could say, like, because obviously they're just doing it to select ingredients.
Yeah, just warm-up games,
yeah,
really.
And this whole episode is obviously, it's a two-part episode, but this first part is just them really just getting the ingredients, isn't it?
It is. And then the second game they play is they have to guess the measurement of butter. So the teams of two, they have to make up 200 grams, and the team of three have to make 300 grams. The first team, they decide the first person try get 100 grams and the other 100.
Yeah, that's B and
Jimin. Yeah, and I think they do quite well. They're quite
close.
They
do, yeah.
They're very close to this.
I think they're only like 20 grams. Like, yeah. Over or something.
In fact, all the teams do very well. And then V and Jimin, no, V and...
Jungkook and Jin,
they go for a different tactic. And Jin, yeah, he tries to get the full 200 in one go.
Yeah, so cut a bigger chunks to get really close to
which
the number.
I think is a much better way of doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. And I think Jimin did afterwards because he was like saying, why don't we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
But I suppose maybe they just thought that they were supposed to do 100 each. Because, I mean, if we told it...
I thought, yeah, I'd think...
There's two on a member. I'd think, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. But then the others are using different thinking. But I really like that they did this, like, different approach. Thought it was really good.
And then the third team, J-Hope's making me laugh, because there's RM and Sugar discussing maths to work out where they're going to cut the button. And J-Hope says it's like working with Einstein.
Yeah.
And he just lets them work it out. They're trying to get in half.
Yeah, I think the idea is that two members will try and get 150 to get really close to the 300,
and then
J-Hope
just adds on
just,
top. Yeah,
which is basically what they do because J-Hope just needs a tiny amount and he's only 6 grams, so they end up winning.
Yeah, it actually works, their plan.
The only thing I don't understand is they were cutting that butter, but I always thought that butter comes in like a block of like 210 grams. So couldn't they have just stuck the whole block on and then just added
oh,
like the
yeah,
next member? But
it was 400 and something.
Oh,
these
was
ones.
It? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think they were 400. But as we buy,
well, the ones I buy is 200.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because I know that whenever we do baking, it says 200, and you have to get like 3 butters to make
yeah,
a good batch of bakes.
But I'm sure they said near the beginning somewhere it was like 400.
It would make
something.
Sense. But I also thought they must have to cut it as well. I thought it won't be much of a game if they don't cut it, if they
yeah,
just stick the whole block on. So either way, I did think it was really good. I wasn't expecting them to be doing that.
I do like these
butter,
little mini games they do at the start.
It kind of made me want to try that cut and butter thing.
Me
though,
too.
See how close you get.
Then after this they go into actually the cooking, although we still don't really see the cooking in this episode. They're just
the
in the
kitchen. And they're saying it's the first time they're going to be cooking in like this professional kitchen because it's like a proper restaurant kitchen. And then the chef is giving them the rest of the ingredients, like vegetables and... vegetables, is it?
Yeah, I think that's about it, isn't it? Because they've got their pasta and the meat.
They've got
the
pasta, the sauce,
games,
and the meat, yeah. I just remember them saying a lot of, like, basil... Is it called basil?
Oh, yeah, like
basil?
Seasonings.
Yeah,
seasonings.
That's
yeah,
what I was thinking of. Is
yeah,
it called seasonings?
I think one of the members say that.
Well, they're getting all their extras, basically, to add in, and then they go through what, step-by-step. So I'm guessing they're given step-by-step instructions of what they have to do.
Yeah, and they're
Jimin's
told they have an hour.
By the blender
yeah,
thing.
This is when Jimin's saying that he's feeling less confident in
yeah,
this moment. And he's asking lots of questions as well, Jimin, to the chef. The other members aren't saying as much.
He just really want to do well.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell he does. And yeah, they're given an hour to do this challenge, and that's where the episode ends. Moving on to episode 58, which is the second part. They're now in the kitchen doing the cooking. We've decided to talk about this, looking at the different groups. So starting with RM, J-Hope and Sugar's team. RM and J-Hope, they're in charge of making the sauce.
I feel like you see these two the most. Like, Sugar's actually mentioned how he's working by himself. He's making the steaks. And I don't think you see that much of Sugar. I think this is mostly focused on RM and J-Hope.
Yeah, Sugar's just working quietly by himself. And I think he's doing the pasta too, isn't he? He's doing the steak and the pasta.
That would make sense because yeah, you basically just saw them making the sauce. It was really, really funny. I actually really, really enjoyed this episode, mostly because of these two. The way they were at making this sauce was just hilarious.
1 minute there wasn't enough garlic, and then there's too much garlic, and then they were adding in, was it some kind of nut?
Yeah, they were putting nuts in. It was really funny, because first of all, they were doing it at the table, and I'm guessing they're putting their ingredients in then, because that's when they're, like, throwing nuts and stuff in.
Yeah, and they keep adding more and more basil leaves or something
yeah,
to
got,
it.
I think it's parsley, actually.
Oh, yeah, parsley, that's it.
And there's one funny part when RM is going to get more garlic and he goes to put in the pasta instead. And so they're getting it all ready, I suppose, to go in the blender. But when they get to the blender, this is really funny, I think. It's almost like they've never used a blender before. Because actually some of the other team members, like Vic, he comes over. He adds in some oil for them and they're really shocked at how much he's putting in. Then they start mixing up and then everyone else goes and it's just J-Hope and RM. And this is when they really are adding extra everything. Extra oil, extra nuts, extra cheese. And they keep tasting it this whole time and it's just not quite right to their satisfaction. And this is what I find really funny, just then keep putting stuff in and it just doesn't quite meet up to their standards, I don't think.
And in the end, they just go with it. And I'm sure J-Hope's saying, even at the end, it's too strong. But I think it's gone too far at this point.
I thought it was really unusual because I've never had pesto myself before, but the way they play it up, it's just a side sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're just taking it really seriously.
I just thought this was hilarious, these two together doing this.
And now for Jin and Jongu. Jin is working on the pasta and he's complaining that it's very hot and he's actually scared of the oil. There's one moment where he's hiding behind the wall, reaching out for it because he doesn't want to get too close.
I never cook actually with the frying pan. I don't like cooking like oily things on top of the frying pan.
Me even. This is the reason why.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think it seems really dangerous. And I have been splattered by oil before and it is hot, but I wouldn't like to do what they're having to do with all that. I think you have to have practice at it. But I thought Jim would be really good because he's like cooked lots before.
Yeah, well, Sugar was also complaining that it was quite hot, so perhaps it was just a very powerful oven.
Yeah.
And Jongu, I felt you didn't see a great deal of him. I think he was making the steak.
Yeah, he was making the steak. But both of them, even though you did see this part with Jin, this was probably the biggest part you saw with Jin. I felt that these two were the two you saw the least.
Yeah, me too.
And I actually thought that was a bit of a shame, really, because I wanted to see more of Jin. And there was times when he'd pop up here and there. There was times when Jongu would go over to, like, another team. Mm. But I didn't really feel like you saw them cook their meal. The most you saw was this part of Jin and when he's plating the food.
Yeah, I felt that was the same.
You didn't really actually see them make it.
Yeah.
You saw Jin actually salt the steaks. But that's it. But it was very small.
And with V and Jimin's team, I thought this was another very funny team.
Yeah, super funny. V, super cute as well, yeah. I think.
V spends most of his time at the beginning just standing, waiting for his water to boil. And he just seems so downhearted as well. I think Jimin, throughout the episode, is constantly trying to lift his spirits.
He is. He's, like, supporting him and saying, like, I think one point he says, like, he's got a third of it done.
Yeah.
I think it's also because they're a bit further behind than everyone else as well, it seems.
He
I know
just
that
looks like he wants
to
give in, like, when that water's not boiling.
And they keep asking questions to the chef all the time. Like, even, like, just, like, V adding the pasta when it's finally boiled, putting it in. Should I put it in?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of questions they're asking. And I think that's why it's so cute, like, so adorable. Because it just shows how perfect they want to, like, get it. How, you know, hard they're trying, really. And I just think it's adorable, really. And they're both like it, so nervous.
Yeah, they are both. They're both got different approaches to it. They're both the same. They both, like you were saying, they both want to do well. They're both nervous.
Jimin, I think especially, maybe feels like it's a bit of a weight on his shoulder. Because obviously, V said himself, he's not much of a cook. He's not considered much of a cook. And Jimin probably feels like he has to step it up a bit.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he's given all this extra, like, boost and
it's interesting stuff to see how two different personalities handle this situation. Because a lot of the time, you either go the way where you want to just give in, you don't want to do it anymore.
That's what I'll do.
Or you try and look at it like, we can do this, like, kind of how Jimin was approaching it.
That's totally Jimin's personality.
Yeah.
That is.
And there was a very funny moment, too, where Jimin gets V to taste what he's done.
Yeah, he's done the sauce.
And V tries a bit. And at the start, his first initial reaction, I thought he likes it. And then it must be some kind of bitter aftertaste because his face just looks like he's,
disgusting.
Yeah,
really, it's got a bad aftertaste, definitely. It seems that way.
But I don't think he says anything, does he?
He doesn't see it happen behind
Jimin's back.
But I thought that Jimin tasted it before, or did he not?
I think he did. And
I
seemed okay
guessing
with
it after V's reaction.
Yeah.
But what I also thought was funny about theirs is the presentation. It was done by V, and it's also commented later by Jimin that V done it. But it's a very unusual Well, basically, it's V's flair on this presentation. He put kind of the pasta around the outside of the meat, opposed to everyone else who... Well, actually, they all did it different, because Sugar's meat was on a separate plate, and I quite liked that one. Yeah. That was probably my favourite presentation. And Jin and Jungkook's, they just put their meat on top, which is what I would probably assume that they would do. But V and Jimin's was...
kind of decorated.
Yeah. Actually, when they picked out their pasta... they were talking about it looking like cereal. It's a different pasta. I don't think they'd really been familiar with it.
No.
And it kind of reminded me, like, the way they're decorating with, like, little petal leaves around it. Especially because it had the red sauce.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah, so even though it's different, I did also kind of like it in a different way.
Once it's all done, it goes to the chef who's judging it. They keep mentioning, though, that it would taste nicer if it was more hot.
Yeah.
So I assume they took but a I long do think time to get right to the testing. Oh, pasta, definitely, yeah.
Because pasta does lose a bit of something when it's been
sat
there.
Yeah. And he first tries Sugar's team, and he's impressed with the steak. Sugar, he actually looks really, like, nervous here. And then... well,
they're all commenting about afterwards how high Sugar's shot it, all the way to the end, about how, because his steak is so good. And Sugar cannot get enough of it once he starts eating it. He says it's better than hotel steak.
He does. He is impressed with himself. At the start, you could tell he's a bit nervous. He's not looking up. But as soon as he hears then that's it. And then with Jin's team, did you do medium rare?
Yeah, that's what he asked, because Sugar's was medium rare and he said it straight away. And yeah, with theirs, he was asking and they both were puzzled.
They take a really long time to respond. And then Jin just says, yes. I just thought this moment was so funny, because you could tell, I don't think they really knew what they were going for. But he also says he likes their food as well.
He just says it's a new kind of combination.
And then when he tries V and Jimin's, I was really, really praying for a lot of positive response. And he was positive, but to be honest, I wasn't sure what he was saying with their dish. Did you get what the judge was getting
well
at?
What I thought mostly that he said was that it was really good for the effort they put in, considering they weren't very confident, is mostly what he went to say. I think is that he was really impressed with what they produced, considering that they weren't so confident.
I feel like V wasn't completely happy with what the judge said, because he says that cooking isn't for him afterwards, and again he looks really disheartened, and Jimin keeps telling him we've done really well.
He does. I think Jimin's really good in this moment, like keeping upbeat about it, like we were just talking about before, right to the very end.
And at this point, I actually wanted their team to win.
Yeah, I did. I was hoping, instead of just picking a winner, they then said that it was a bit of a twist, and they went to doing a tally of like different things, like factors, like presentation, taste and
other
stuff.
And I wonder if they did this so that they didn't come last, V and Jimin, because... the results was actually quite good. I liked that there wasn't actually a losing team. V's team and Jin's team drew second place. Sugar's team won. And I like this. I like that it was a draw.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, they did their rock, paper, scissors to see who had to make the drinks, the forfeit at the end. And it actually turned out to be V and Jimin who had to make the drinks. But they added a twist on this, because they decide that they're going to add salt to someone's drink, and they pick Sugar because they say he wants
a Coke. He just wants a Coke.
And Jimin says that he's been talking too much, and I'm wondering if it was because of the high shoulders.
It could be.
And I just thought this was really funny, because they're adding so much salt. You can see it doesn't look
right.
I thought
they put a lot in at the beginning, but then Jimin tasted it and said, not salty enough.
Yeah,
and then they really pork
it
in.
It at the bottom, doesn't it? So you really have
to
stir it.
Well, that's how they figured it out at the end, because it's funny, because they bring it out and Sugar has it. Straight away, he obviously knows, like, you've put something in this. And then Jungkook takes it to try it, and he looks puzzled there's something in this. And then he says, you can see all the salt at the bottom.
If anything, they should have put a bit in so it's not too obvious.
Yeah.
And then he could have actually potentially drank more and just thought something's not quite right.
Or just put something else in that you can't see.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this overall episode. I thought the teams were a really good combination. I really liked all the team combinations, and I thought it was very funny. I actually find a lot of the runs where they do cooking, it's always really funny.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you always have a lot of funny moments. And I actually found it hard to, like, try to remember everything, because there were so many funny things I was laughing at. It was hard to concentrate on writing the notes down.
Yeah, I thought the same, because I can kind of remember when I first watched run episodes, the cooking ones not being right up there for me, like enjoying it as much watching it.
Yeah.
But doing it for the podcast, I find that I just... found them hilarious.
And so I remember that before, the cooking ones.
Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing. We've mentioned cooking ones before being like one of our really favourites. Like, really funny. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. On to episode 59. This is also a two-part episode. And this is where BTS divide into teams and play song-related games in a hotel. And the teams are Sugar, J-Hope and Jungkook, RM and Jin, and Jimin and V. And at, right at the start, they're thinking of the names for their teams. And I find this part really funny because they end up coming up with names that are connected or sound like Jin. I think one team, is it G? Is that what they're saying? Yeah, so it's not quite like Jin, but it sounds like Jin. And then Sugar's team, they went for Kim Suk Jin,
which is always Jin's team. Yeah. I thought this was really funny though, that that came from Sugar too.
I know.
I even had to ask Chloe who was it who said that.
And then RM and Jin, they went for Bar, the team Bar, which is the most unlike sounding of Jin.
Because originally, wasn't it, they were going to play some kind of game. I'd never heard of it before. Were they taking parts from that?
That yeah.
And then it all started changing when they started catching on how funny it was to mess with Jin. And
it
messes
him up.
He got really wound up. Really, he didn't want them to have the name. And all throughout the game, he's getting confused over shouting out Jin. And he keeps saying, that's my name.
And every time he shouts Jin, you see RM go, bah!
It could have been a more funny pairing too, the other person to have on there is frustrating RM. It's really funny. And what I also think is really funny is in this, there's a song lyric hidden between like a noise with like jumbled up words.
I think it's like a distorted, they distort the sound of the
song. But there's
the
a song lyric in there that you have to figure out.
Yeah,
not
only do you have to think of the song, you have to get the right lyric.
And what I thought was really funny was Jin got a lot of the songs,
not the lyrics.
And the other team kept stealing his lyrics, and it happened to be the Kim Suk Jin one, and he kept saying, we should have had that name. Jim was so hysterical, he was cracking me up all the way through it. Yeah, and he was so like riled up, it was making him more funny.
I thought it was so funny when he said Jin.
It was just really funny. It was really hilarious. I'm actually kind of glad they did use that
me
name because it was really funny. It's making me wonder now whether in the next like time there's a name thing, Jin's gonna quickly get that name. It was really funny. The game itself I thought was really hard, and Jimin was also saying he couldn't hear, he couldn't work out what it was. And
V
I was like,
got
Jimin,
into a stride with
it. Yeah, he was really quiet at the start, and then suddenly he just got it.
Yeah, he did.
And he got like 3 or 4 in a row. Like, it was really like amazing, I thought. It's just like he found the knack for it or something.
And I mean, we know the songs really well, the BTS songs. I wasn't connecting with any of it.
I was like, Jimin, it just sounded like
the same.
Just a sound. I was right on what Jimin was thinking the whole way through. I can't understand it.
It was funny because after they guessed it, they played the proper sound, the proper note, and then RM was like, oh, you can hear it when you know
it. Now, yeah.
And they were saying, no, that's the proper thing.
So funny he was. But I thought all the members were really funny in it, but the game itself I just struggled with because I couldn't hear it myself, and
we couldn't really join in. It was just funny seeing
the actual members.
And I thought that was similar with the next game as well that they played. They had to sing their English lyrics in Korean from their songs. And this must be really hard, even being Korean.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, I thought this was really hard.
Yeah, because you're having to translate it, and it's something you're used to.
Yeah, and is it like, because I know in some languages, some words, it's hard to translate them into
English. I mean, they were saying, like, some of the English words, they were saying, how do you say that in Korean?
Yeah, like, club, I think, was one of the words they said.
But yeah, this must be really tricky.
It's like your brain must be going too fast, like, connecting the languages.
They were all saying that RM should have been good with it, because he could speak English, but I don't think that gives him the advantage.
He still has to think on the spot like everyone else. The members really got into it, and I do think, like, I think Sugar's team probably were quite good at it. Like,
having the most attempts with this game.
I actually thought Sugar himself was getting really into this.
Yeah.
Someone commented he kept getting up on his knees when he was about to say it. And I thought J-Hope as well really got into doing the songs.
And there was a time where they said that it sounded like Sugar was reciting poetry because he wasn't singing along to the tune.
But I can't blame them because, I mean, like I said, it's hard enough to try figure out, let alone singing
it as well.
And especially since he's a rapper. I did enjoy this game, but I probably preferred the first game just for the members themselves, how funny it was.
Yeah.
And I did really enjoy the episode, but it was just, I didn't connect as much with the games, that's all.
Now on to episode 60, which is just the part two from episode 59. And they're continuing with the Korean lyrics. And I feel sorry for Jimin in this one because he comes so close on a few occasions.
Yeah.
And I think he just gets one word wrong and it's not allowed. And then RM steals it in the end. But you were saying it when we were watching it, how precise you have to be with these games.
Yeah, because they get really far at saying it and then just one wrong word and that's it. It's all out. And I think they do really well to get how far they get.
I was really hoping Jimin was going to get one during this game because he seemed the most determined, but he didn't actually win any points, I don't think. And then they went on to another game where they're wearing these rabbit hats. I don't know the name of the game. I've seen them play it before, but without the rabbit hats, where they're...
They call it the name game.
Name game. Yeah, that might have been it.
And then they call this one the rabbit name game. No, that's what I was calling it. I'm not sure if I actually said that.
And basically, one of the members has to say a name and the number of times that person has to say their name while moving the rabbit ears at the same time.
But the rabbit ears were throwing me off. I could not figure out what they had to do with them at first. Just the name and the number made sense to me. It was the ears, but you thought you had it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think you had to move the ears while you're talking. So how many times you say like the name as well as passing it on, like the speech, so every word you have to press the rabbit ear. That's
but
what
I just think it must be really hard to keep track of.
Oh yeah, it's what is it, multitasking?
Yeah,
I think I'd struggle with it.
And when you got out, then you have to take your ears off, and it narrowed down between Jungkook and RM. And I actually thought Jungkook was gonna win that said code because he looked really determined. And he did.
And then the very last game, this game went on for a really long time. It was quite an easy game, very easy to follow.
It was easy to follow. I wouldn't say it's easy to do, though, because it's literally guess.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all guesswork. They had to, like, guess how many chocolate or sweets were in a bag.
Weighed or...
Or the length of something.
The length one was really funny. There was, what would you say, like a little breadstick?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
A little stick. And they were all trying to be really calculated their guesses, where if someone says like 10, you say 10.1, so you're just that one over them because it's the closest one who wins. And I thought it was funny because Jimin had 10 and Jin and RM had 10.1, and it happened to be just 10.1, right down to like literally they showed the exact measurement, and it was literally the very tippity top of it.
Yeah,
it wasn't even straight cut off.
No, but they were taking it very seriously because the director even had to pass the rule on to Jimin to double check.
I did enjoy it. It was guessing. I thought there wasn't too much like to it because it was just guessing.
Yeah.
But what I thought was funny as well was they first of all started counting the sweets out on the carpet, and someone said about the 3 second rule. I think they all obviously wanted to eat them straight away, and then they ended up getting a little sheet and putting it down so they could count all the sweets out onto the sheet, and of course they were eating them really quickly.
And it reminded us of a game we played recently, the jelly bean game.
There was 4 of us. And we all had a straw, and there was a plate of jelly beans, and there was different things. Like, you had to pick up as many jelly beans as you could, sucking them through the straw, and you had to sort them by colour or just how many you could get in, like, a minute. But the hardest one we did was we had to pass the jelly bean round in a circle just from straw, and it was really, really hard. We were sucking on them. The jelly beans were getting
getting
everywhere. On the floor, dirty.
I'm going to be one of our friends, ate them all.
Oh, it still kind of gets to me.
Me too.
It was, let's just say it was the other 3 of us. We were all really, really taken back.
Yeah. But she'll eat anything.
She enjoyed it, I know that much. But obviously, the members had a good idea to put the sheet
down. Yeah, that was a good idea.
Just was thinking that it was time for them to have some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled out this as another game.
After seeing BTS play this game where they're guessing how many sweets are in a bag and the weight, we decided that we would do it as well because it's quite an easy thing to do. So we decided to get 2 bags of sweets. Well, it could have been anything.
Yeah,
really.
I did look at biscuits, I did look at crisps, but I thought sweets was the easier option.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But we've just realised that one of the sweets bags that we bought. We both bought the same thing.
Exact same, which I think is really weird.
It is.
What made you buy them?
It was the first thing I thought of because of
Was that what you thought of here when you then said it?
It's because of the shape of them. Basically, we got these things called squishums.
Yeah.
And
is that what they're called?
Is it? Or squashums. Squashies. I always thought they were squishums.
I've heard of squishums. They're something, but
maybe I'm getting confused.
Are they toys or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely heard the word.
Yeah, but these you're right.
What are they called again?
Squashies.
Squashies, yeah.
Yeah, squashies. And how would you explain the shape? Rectangular shape.
Yeah, rectangle shape.
And that's what I thought would be good to measure it.
Yeah. I actually didn't want to get these for the measuring. I wanted to get matchsticks because that was the first thing that came in my mind because they're really long. And I thought you'd be able to get a good measure on the matchstick. Mm. And also how many comes in a box, although they do come broken a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Which just comes to me now. But I actually didn't manage to get any. I couldn't find any at a good deal. So I picked up these at the last minute and I just never crossed my mind that you'll be getting them because I didn't even know that you ate them.
I only started eating them when you bought some for work that time.
Oh, did I buy some?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I remember now.
And then I got hooked to them.
Oh, yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
I know that my mum eats a lot of them, but I rarely ever eat them. But I suppose when they're there, yeah, they are nice when they're there. I just never think to get them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do remember buying them now.
We already know the weight of them, and it's 140 grams, so we're not going to test each other with that. And Lorraine actually has measured one of them already.
I thought if I had a little measure of mine, because I'm terrible at centimetres, like knowing how big a centimetre is, and I thought it'll give me a good idea when Chloe... It shows me what hers is to measure. A good guess. I won't seem like way out there saying like 50 centimetres or something.
So I'm going to guess the length of these and Lorraine's going to guess how many she thinks is in a bag.
Although we can both guess how many's in the bag, really.
Yeah, I suppose we could closer. Do. Yeah, we'll do that then. For centimetres, I'm going to guess...
But you're not supposed to look because I covered mine because there's a clear patch. Yeah, and you can see the actual... What are these called again? Squashies. They've got squidgums in my head now. I'm going to keep being thrown by that. Yeah, so I covered it up so Chloe wouldn't be able to have a visible look because the BTS were obviously like, when they did the weight, you had to only hold it for like 5 seconds to make it fair. So I covered it up, but Chloe hasn't covered her, so she's having a good old look over there. Kind of cheating, really.
I think I'm going to guess 4 centimetres. Shall we guess how many's in a bag?
Yeah, I think so.
Now? Okay. So did you want to guess first? I think I'm going to be really bad at this.
Me too. I'm going to say 30.
30, okay. I'm going to go less, I think. Yeah, I'm going to go 25. We've got the results. And in the squashies, in the squashies bag, there were 44. And so Lorraine was closest.
Although I'm still quite off though.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting so many.
Like, usually in bags of sweets these days, you hardly get any.
Yeah. So Lorraine's got a point there. And for the measurement, it was 3.5 and I guess 4. And it's quite a difference. So
yeah, we're saying that you can be about 3 out.
Yeah. The next bag I got are a bag of Haribos and they're the parts. So, Lorraine, did you want to guess the weight of them, first of all?
Okay, my guess would be 135.
Okay, so it's 160.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's more than I thought. Some heavy hearts. So we're both going to guess how many's in there, because obviously neither of us can know this. And that way, whoever's the closest can be the winner. So I didn't get any points for the weight because I was way off.
Yeah.
You have to be at least 3.
Should I guess first this time?
Yeah, you guess first this time.
I'm going to go for 45. I'm going to go a lot higher this time.
I'm going to go for 40.
We found out there's 51 in the bag of Haribo hearts. And so I was quite far off too.
Well, you said 45, so you're the closest.
So I've got a point there. So we're drawing at the moment.
And then the other bag I picked out was Skittles, because when I think of Skittles, I think it would be really hard to say how many in the bag. Although so far it seems to have been quite hard anyway. Do you want to do the weight, because I know what the weight is. But I've covered up, so if you want, you can have a feel of the bag.
I'm actually very bad at guessing weight stuff.
Yeah, I know, I'm off with the weight.
I never know like what's considered heavy or not. I'm going to just guess 120.
No, it's 136.
Oh,
If I can get the stick off and prove it to you. I stuck a stick on so Chloe wouldn't be able to cheat and see.
Oh, yeah. 36. Neither of us have won number of whites then.
No, we've been just way far out. So how many's in the bag? So should I guess first this time? I've really offered this though, so I don't know how many. And I think with Skittles, surely there's more.
Yeah.
My guess is going to be 60.
Oh, okay. okay, I think I'm going to go lower. Oh, now I'm not sure, because it does feel like there's quite a lot. Oh, it does actually feel like a lot. I'm gonna go 65.
I just think the Skittles, because they're so small. But we haven't done what the members are doing, because they were doing like 62 or 61. Like,
yeah, they
I'm
were,
not
yeah.
going bang on like 60 and you've been doing 5.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice that. And we have the results for the Skittles. And we found out there's 125 in the bag.
Yeah, and I kind of feel silly because I thought there was more, although I would never have guessed over 100.
No.
But the reason is because I always find with sweets these days, or anything these days, that you always get a half an empty bag with just a little bit in, like Chris yeah. especially. I always find that half the bag's empty, so I'm pretty shocked at those results.
Yeah, me too.
But Chloe was closer, so overall, Chloe won because it was 2-1.
On to episode 61. This is where BTS play games at a sauna. They have to guess what the bad drink is. They're given two drinks. Well, the first example is one of the drinks has sugar in. Salt. No, salt.
Sugar. I don't think it tastes bad as sugar.
No. But to decide who can guess first, they have to... How do you explain this game?
It's only a head-to-head game, so there's only two people, one from each team, and they have to flick... It's kind of like that game from... I always think of the circus with the hammer where you hit it and you get the highest score.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But instead of a hammer, it's flicking your finger and using your finger to get the highest score. Like a game of strength. I think there is an actual name for that at the circus or the fun.
What, the hitting the weight? Yeah. Me too, but I don't know what it is.
Is it circus or funfair that comes from? Funfair.
Funfair.
Yeah, funfair. Yeah. I can't think what the name is, no. But... Yeah, basically they flick their finger and whoever gets the highest score. We think the machine goes up to 999 because that's what it says at the top. And the highest score was by V, who got 900. He was really good at it.
Yeah, to be honest, I was going to guess either he or Jungkook would be good.
I would guess Jungkook. Jungkook had quite high score. He had like 853, I think. It was unfortunately Jin, though, who got the lowest score. Only in the 300s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I felt really sorry for him because he seemed to get really embarrassed by it. And later on, afterwards, saw him pull the machine aside.
Had to have another go.
They also did it with flicking their little fingers. And Jimin did really good at that. He actually beat Jungkook's score his little finger. I think that would be really, really hard. Even just to
hurt.
Yeah, it just hurt me doing that.
They also had to find the hard-boiled egg. V smashed a raw egg. And I think that was it to this first game.
Yeah, it was. It was actually quite a short game and there wasn't that much to it. I don't know if it was just a little bit of a warm-up because they then moved into the sauna room.
Yeah, and unfortunately the second game we couldn't follow. I'm assuming it's because we're not Korean. I was trying to figure out if the words were mixed, jumbled, if they were like nonsense words and they had to find the right word, or if they were a type of Korean slang.
But the BTS members were struggling themselves. They were struggling too. It. Like when Jungkook and Jimin were in there, they actually got some hints because they couldn't quite get the last part of the sentence. And Jimin, he was in there from his team and he had to face three different people because he just couldn't get any.
No, he couldn't. RM and Jin went in there and they came out very quickly.
I thought they were testing it.
Well, I felt like Jin stepped in and then stepped out, so I'm not too sure if he did it or not because it was so quick. But RM did. He did the first challenge with Jimin.
Yeah. Because, no, I don't think Jin did do it. I think
was he just testing to see what it was like
inside?
Well,
that's what I thought. So I didn't hear him answer anything, and I saw Jimin and RM sit down.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think Jimin did 3 rounds, and I think it was RM, Jungkook, and then J-Hope.
RM was making me laugh because he was kind of boasting about knowing all these words and testing the others, and everyone else is really confused by it. And he was saying it was because of his age that he knew these words, but unfortunately we just couldn't follow it ourselves.
No.
Now on to episode 62, which is the second part from 61. And they're continuing with the last game. When it was Sugar's go, he gets his words so fast that J-Hope's left in shock. He's in there for like a minute.
It's Jimin and J-Hope, the members who take the longest to get out. Sugar was probably one of the fastest, I think. Yeah. Jimin and J-Hope were definitely the longest. They just couldn't seem to get it. Eventually, they both did get one. I'm not sure if all the members had to get one right in the end, because every single member did end up getting one, didn't they?
Yeah, we were getting a bit confused when the teams were growing.
Near the end, because everyone was getting in as well, And I'm not sure if it's just... You said maybe they were just going in to help at that point, because when V went in, I'm sure that was V's first time going in. It was more like a head-to-head before, wasn't it? But this was just like everyone in there.
It was definitely hard to follow this game, not knowing the words ourselves.
Yeah, it was.
But saying that, they were struggling a lot with their words. Yeah.
What was really funny, though, was what was going on outside, because all the members were just non-stop eating watermelon. I think this was because, obviously, it's so hot in the sauna, and watermelon is very refreshing. Yeah, so I think it was, as soon as you come out of there, you want some watermelon. And what was really funny was V kept handing watermelon to people so he could go over and take a bite while they were holding it, and RM had the really funny reaction. He just looked gobsmacked when V took this huge mouthful, it was. I wonder if he was doing it to Jin. Jin didn't seem fazed at all, did he?
No, he didn't. Jin always seemed to have a watermelon in his hand too. So it's like he was almost like constantly eating the same piece of watermelon, but I'm sure
you never saw him put it down. And the piece always looked about the same.
It did, just
kind of near the end, but not quite. But I'm convinced it was a different slice every time. Because the way they took bites out of that watermelon, like two or three bites and it was gone. I mean, V took one bite and it was gone completely.
Then the last game, we could follow this one. It was pretty much rock, paper, scissors, and whoever lost
gets thrown water at them.
Yeah.
Although the only part we didn't follow was there was one bowl with water and one just bowl, and Jin, who was Jin up against first? Jungkook, was it?
Yeah, Jungkook.
Yeah, and they were using the bowl to cover their face from the water, but then as it went on, like with RM and J-Hope, they didn't use this bowl. So
they just used the hand. And first of all, I thought that's how they win. Well, not win, but...
You're supposed to. Like, whoever blocks their face... Well, I thought it was whoever blocked their face first.
Sort of, like, passes that round.
Yeah, but I don't actually think it was that.
Not when it moved to the hands. Yeah. But I would have thought grabbing the bowl would make it a lot slower.
Yeah, because one time when Jim went to grab the bowl to protect his face, he grabbed the water bowl.
Yeah, they got it all in his face.
I did think it was funny. It was just, I wish I knew what that other bowl was for.
Yeah. What I also thought was funny was the other thing they had to do was get a rubber duck out of a pipe.
Yeah, by I've seen this done water. On game shows before where they have to fill up something,
the duck out.
Yeah,
but first of all, when they got the duck to the top, Jin took it out, assuming they had won. But he was told to put it back because they had to physically make the water
overflow so the duck came out by itself.
And we were saying, watching this, don't think it's possible.
No.
And
they kept trying. And by the end, like, Jin, he looks exhausted.
They did say that they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. I thought Jin was really putting in a lot of effort in this game and he seemed to really enjoy himself. Because after he did the first round with the water in the face with Jungkook, it looked like it was going to be Sugar's turn, but then Jim was like, he's really bad, and he came back and stepped back up.
Pushed him back.
Yeah. And he had a second round. And I just thought it was really funny. He just seemed really, really into it.
I thought that Sugar seemed really happy during this. I can't see him laughing so much during the water game.
The other thing that they then had to do was stay underwater for
as long as possible. Jimin, he lasts... Is it around about 20 seconds?
20
seconds.
Like
or 30, yeah. Something like that.
And he was saying that he was breathless from having to do that.
Yeah, so he couldn't do it properly.
Yeah.
And then V did it for his team, and he lasted under there for over a minute.
I think it was like a minute and 15 or
it was something like that. But I thought it was funny, while he was under there, they were making jokes. They said something like he was going to open his eyes in ER.
Because he was under there.
Yeah. And someone else said, should we check if he's still alive?
I think someone did check on him. I think he did put his hand up.
And it was because of V staying under there for over a minute that their team won in the end.
Yeah, they
because
did.
First of all, it was announced the other team had won, but they hadn't deducted the points from staying underwater. And that was how V's team ended up winning because of that.
And as the penalty, they had water chucked in their face, literally. Yeah,
I thought this was funny when they announced that that team had to do a forfeit, because straight away, Jin says, give it to Sugar, because at the start, they were only going to pick one person to have a forfeit. And I've noticed throughout these runs that they seem to pick on Sugar a lot with these forfeits, you know, like with the drink in the other one. But then they ended up just all three taking the forfeit. And they had water thrown in their face, which...
Oh, I think Jimin got the worst of it, though. He had two lots thrown in, and it looked like it really smacked him in the face.
I know.
Went up his nose.
V's angle with the water was aimed at his nostrils. I did enjoy the episode, but I think definitely my favourite from the runs that we've discussed today has been the cooking.
Yeah,
ones.
Definitely. Mine too. I liked the games, but I think the cooking, my jaw was hurting laughing at the cooking so much. It was so good.
In the next episode, we will be discussing another ship. This time it's V and Jin. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.